Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Kind of, yeah. I went to the last break. I forgot we had the bathtub time machine. I mean, I'm ready for the bathtub time machine. I'm just saying.
You're saying you're a little bit off today. Like your thought processes are slower than normal.
I am tired from last night, man.
In preparation for Beat the Hammer later.
A lot of sports action last night.
Someone's going to beat you.
Someone could beat me today.
Yeah.
Someone likely will
many
not beat me.
Many people have.
Many as in three. Yeah, less than one handful.
Well, then Carlin and me.
Right.
So that's five.
That's five. By the way, I met a good friend of Beat the Jamie the other day at the Flyers game.
Really?
Yes, I met one of his best friends.
The Jamie?
The Jamie. One of his best friends came up to me. And he said that Jamie revels to this day.
I'm sure.
Isn't that
I'm
great?
Sure. Yeah. So I thought quite the achievement.
I thought that was pretty cool. Good stuff. All right, let's hit it. The bathtub time machine. Some good and some bad as we do it every Friday at 11 o'clock inside the matchup of the Eagles' upcoming game. In this case, the Washington Redskins. Now, as we do for a divisional opponent, we pick the venue. In this case, the home games, you know, the Link and Veterans Stadium, Eagles-Redskins games there through the years. We'll go with one bad today and three goods of the Eagles and Redskins. Many memorable games through the years. We'll start with a bad that was the end of an era. 1990 playoff game, and the Eagles lose for the third consecutive year in their first playoff game. This one ending the Buddy Ryan era as the Eagles lose to the Washington Redskins. I believe the score was 20-6. The key moment from this game that people may remember, the Ben Smith return for a touchdown, which was not allowed. It could have totally, dramatically changed the course of that football game, but it did not stand. Ben Smith in his rookie year, the TD called back. Randall was benched briefly in this one for McMahon for three plays. Eagles went three and out. Buddy left the field early before the end of the game. Third straight loss, second in a row in the playoffs at home. And Buddy Ryan fired by Norman Brayman after that game. All right, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the good. We want to talk about the good. Now, there's one thing I do hate, John, I got to say. It's when the good, and I think this might be the second time this has happened with us, follows a bad from later in the year. So, for instance, I got to talk about in a good something that was good in 1990. Unfortunately, we know how the 1990 story ultimately ended. We just covered that. But let's go back a couple months before January of 1990. Let's talk about November of 1990. Why is November 12th, 1990 special, John, in Philadelphia Eagles history? Because it was the body bag game. When Reggie and Seth Joyner and Jerome Brown and Clyde Simmons and Byron Evans and Wes Hopkins and Andre Waters and Ben Smith and Eric Allen put it on, and Mike Golic and Mike Pitts and whoever the hell was in the game put it on the Washington Redskins offense. Not one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. How about nine players knocked out of the game, including the starting and only dressed backup quarterback for the Washington Redskins that day? Mark Rippon had already been hurt going into that game. Jeff Rutledge knocked out. Stan Humphries knocked out. Welcome. Young returning was a rookie at the time. Brian Mitchell playing quarterback for the Redskins. And the Eagles put it on the Redskins on a Monday Night Football game. Important game, by the way. Eagles 4-4 entering that game. Needed to win badly and got it on Monday Night Football. Proud performance for that defense. One of the great memories in Eagles history. Eagles won the body bag game. Let's fast forward to game number two on the positive side from the 2003 season. Week four. Eagles lose week one. They lose week two. They're in some trouble, man. Coming off the Tampa Bay loss in the previous NFC Championship game. 0-2 out of the gate. Get the win in Buffalo week three, then week four. It's like, come on, guys, let's go. Stabilize this ship. And who stabilized the ship with the first Eagles touchdown ever in Lincoln Financial Field in a 27-25 Eagles win over the Washington Redskins? My co-host, John
oh!
Richie, with the first Eagles touchdown in Lincoln Financial Field. Richie, what do you remember?
It was a Texas route, and I was running it right into LeVar Arrington, and Don squeezed that ball in there, and it looked ugly. It was ugly, but I just barely got over the
yes!
goal line. Yep.
Touchdown.
I tried to give the ball to Don. He's like, no, don't worry. I'll have plenty of those.
I got a mission for Seltzer. Somehow, some way, we need to come up with the audio of Merrill's call of that touchdown.
Yeah,
that's got to be part of the show.
I agree.
Got to be part of the show. All right, let's go to good game number three between the Eagles and Redskins, and we fast forward to the 2014 season. It was really the high point of the Nick Foles era. It was kind of the beginning of the end in some ways. Eagles 2-0 out of the gate 2014, year two of Chip. And in week three, as DeSean Jackson comes back to the link, and he put it on the Eagles early and often in that game. DeSean with a massive touchdown early in that game. And DeSean and Macklin, they're going back and forth. And what do we remember most from that game? Nick Foles, Nicky Franchise, Nicky Montana, with his proudest moment as an Eagle, standing tough, standing tall in the pocket. Nick Foles, who was never exactly known as the toughest quarterback around. This was not Jaws reincarnated, but that day he was.
He was tough
that
day.
He was tough, man. Redskins late hit, cheap shots, knocking him down.
All game right? long.
Chris Baker with that ridiculous hit. And who stepped up? The man, Jason Peters, had his quarterback's back. Got thrown out of the game, but God bless him for doing it. Got thrown out of the game, standing up for his teammate. Eagles won the game 37-34 in the high point of the Nick Foles era of Eagles football. And that is, for the seventh time this year, a trip in the Jody Kamer bathtub time machine. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.